This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As you look further into Malachi chapter 1, you'll find God described as a father and a master. As a loving father, God provided for them and protected them over the years. Not because they were faithful, but in spite of their unfaithfulness. He was also a benevolent master. They belonged to him. They were to serve him with humility and faithfulness. He didn't owe them anything, especially in the light of their unfaithfulness, but he patiently looked out for their welfare. We too, as believers, know God as our Father and Master. He provides and protects us and faithfully watches over us and our welfare. We should make time on a regular basis and reflect on these wonderful truths and appreciate our God. One final truth about God is found in verse 14, where the Lord Almighty declares, "I am a great king." They had languished in exile for 70 years, first under King Nebuchadnezzar, who was ruthless. A more benevolent king, Cyrus, had allowed a contingent of exiles to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. Another contingent returned with Ezra. Then King Artaxerxes sent Nehemiah with another contingent of exiles to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. All of this, however, was planned and initiated by the great king, the Lord Almighty. Nothing happens to us and in our world without his sovereign oversight. He is the Lord Almighty, El Shaddai. Psalm 91:1 promises, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty." Do you genuinely appreciate this one who loves you? You should.